I Need Noise. Written by R. Sedell. Read by Opal Song. Fandom: Triple X, The Return of Xander Cage. Rating: Explicit. Relationship: Becky Adele. Also tagged for BDSM, suspension bondage, and bondage. Recorded for The 24th Key for ITPE 2017. Author's notes. In the Triple X universe, the laws of physics are merely suggestions. This should not be taken as a reality-based variety of suspension bondage.
The boy I love's got another girl. He might be fucking her right now. I don't have an apartment. Thought if I was smart, I'd make it far, but I'm still at the start. Guess I'm contagious. It'd be safest if you ran. Fuck, that's what they all just end up doing in the end. Take my car and paint it black. Take my arm, break it in half. Say something, do it soon. It's too quiet in this room. I need noise. I need the buzz of a sub. Need the crack of a whip. Need some blood in a cup. I need noise. I need the buzz of a sub. Need the crack of a whip. Need some blood in a cup. I need blood in a cup. I need blood in a cut.
Serena leaned against the wall next to Adele and nodded across the room at Becky. You gonna do something about that? Adele raised her eyebrows. You think I want something nice and safe like her? Serena smirked with one side of her mouth. She freaked X out when he met her. She turned to look directly at Adele, tried to size him up to see if her swing would take him. The image flashed through Adele's head. X in a well-balanced swing, Becky pulling it toward her to fuck herself with his cock. If you're not going to go for it, Serena said, I might. Adele raised her eyebrows. What about X? Oh, I'd let him watch. Serena raised her eyebrows right back. A clear challenge. Becky was still in charge of procurement. She had more contacts than Adele would have expected from a CIA tech, and Gibbons and the rest of them got her hooked up with theirs to fill in the gaps. I need some aerial silk, Adele told her. Medium stretch. Okay, Becky said with a nod. I can do that. That won't even be that hard. I mean, no one's going to look weirdly at that purchase. I can do that with credit cards and the mail drops. What color do you want?
Doesn't matter, Adele said. I just need it to be long and strong.
The silk, when it arrived, was green.
Oh, good, Becky said when she handed it over. I wasn't sure it would be the same shade as your hair. Now it matches.
She smiled brightly. Adele got Serena to help her make sure everyone would stay away from the warehouse for a while. Half of the building was dedicated to Becky's workshop setup. It was an industrial space with exposed beams that made it easy for Adele to strip down, throw the silk over a beam, and get herself suspended before Becky came into the room.
Oh, wow, Becky said.
Adele smirked at her. I heard you liked swings.
Did X tell you that?
Becky walked around her without touching.
Serena.
Huh, Becky said. X must have told her.
He did, Adele said. She said she'd go after you if I didn't.
Becky tilted her head.
What about X?
She said she'd let him watch. Becky considered that for a moment.
I'm not usually much of an exhibitionist, but that could be hot. Not that this isn't hot. This is hot. Very hot. Can you move?
There wasn't much play in what she'd done, but Adele set herself swinging the few inches it would let her.
Oh, wow, Becky said. I wish I had a strap on. I would totally make you do that and fuck yourself on it. I had to leave all that behind, and I haven't had a chance to rebuild my collection yet. We've had a lot of other priorities.
Becky, Adele cut in, stop talking and take off your clothes. Becky pushed her glasses up her nose. You're not the one in control right now. What's your safe word? Mine's kumquat.
Kumquat?
Adele couldn't help asking.
No one ever thinks of it.
Safe word?
Alligator.
Becky nodded.
Okay, say that or get yourself out of it if you need to. But otherwise, I'm in charge. You can talk if you want.
That would only work if she could get a word in edgewise. Becky put a hand on the silk.
Will this hold both of us?
Yes, Adele said.
Oh, good.
Becky climbed up on top of her. She was careful about where she put her knees, her elbows, her hands. She ended up spread out over Adele. The silk held her up, and Becky held her down, and Adele's stomach swooped in a way that was completely different from hanging from a tree and taking down poachers.
Okay, yeah, this is good, Becky said.
Then she kissed her. It wasn't gentle or tentative or sloppy. It was skilled and absolute. Adele tried to kiss her back, to get what she wanted. Becky bit Adele's lip.
Stop that! Let me do what I want. It'll be good.
Adele already knew that. She could tell in the way she was getting wet, and the way Becky held her down without giving her any kind of pressure over her cunt that she could use to get herself off. Becky kissed her again, her mouth solid and warm against Adele's. Adele opened up to her, let Becky be in control of it, let her lick into her mouth, let her direct the slide of their mouths together. Becky smiled at her.
See, you just have to let me do what I want.
She climbed off Adele with the same care for her elbows and knees that she'd climbed on. She walked away, but only over to her desk, where she grabbed her chair and rolled it over to Adele. She put the chair between Adele's legs and sat down. Adele adjusted the silk, so it was holding her at an angle where she could look down her body and see Becky.
I wondered if you shaved, Becky said. I'm glad you don't. I wondered about your natural hair color. Not that I don't like the green. The green is hot. I just wanted to know this about you.
The chatter might have been more annoying if Becky hadn't touched her through it. Her fingers ran up the inside of Adele's thighs. She ran one of them through Adele's pubes, and then down the crease of her thigh. She traced all around the outside of Adele's cunt without actually touching it. Then she brushed her fingers over Adele's clit. Adele moved without thinking about it, arms and legs jerking in a motion that was stopped by the silk holding her tight.
Oh, yeah, Becky said. That's it. You like that.
She patted Adele's calf.
I like that, too. It's so hot to make someone react like that.
She touched Adele some more. Not on her cunt, but around it again.
You could do it again, Adele said.
I could, Becky said. I probably will. When I want to. Her smile was the most cheerful one Adele had ever seen on someone in her position.
Right now, I want to do this.
She kept touching Adele, staying away from directly touching her cunt.
I like it. It's fun for me. And what's fun for me is gonna be fun for you too.
If she could have, Adele would have grabbed at Becky's hands and put them where she wanted them. She was wet, and that one touch to her clit had been so good. But she was held up by the silk, and that was important, too.
That's good, Becky said. You just relax and let me take care of everything. That's the fun part about being tied up. You don't have to do anything.
Her finger brushed up Adele's cunt, a light touch across everything that was swollen and sensitive except her clit. Adele gasped, the sound instinctive.
Yeah, Becky said. Good girl.
Fuck, she was good at this. Adele could feel herself relaxing into the hold of the silk, letting go even more every time Becky touched her cunt. It happened more often, or it felt like it did. More touches right there between the ones that circled around it. Then Becky pushed one finger into her, right at the center where she was wet and aching. Adele cried out and squeezed her cunt around Becky's finger. Becky drew her finger out, slow and even, and leaving Adele feeling achingly empty. Adele jerked against the silk, making it sway and pushing her towards Becky. Becky caught the silk, stopping the motion.
Uh-uh, bad girl.
Her finger, wet now, traced up the crease of Adele's thigh.
you don't get to do that. I get to decide here. And you only move if I tell you to.
Fuck. Adele exhaled hard and relaxed all the way into the silk, trusting it and Becky to hold her up without any effort on her part.
Oh, good, Becky cooed. Oh, good girl. That was just right. You just relax and let me do this.
She touched closer to Adele's cunt, not touching it directly. There wasn't anything Adele could do to make Becky do anything different. She just had to take it. The tingles of sensation Becky was making her feel, and the sharp spikes of it when Becky touched her cunt. Becky touched her cunt more, and sometimes she stroked her finger lightly across Adele's clit. Every one of those touches sent more heat through Adele. She could see Becky, the intent look on her face as she talked all the way through touching Adele.
I love doing this, Becky said. Watching you is so good for me.
She brushed her finger across Adele's clit.
Yeah, look at what your cunt does when I do that. That's so good.
It felt like it was never going to end. Like Becky was just going to keep touching her for eternity. That was fine with Adele. It felt so good she didn't want it to ever stop. It didn't stop. And then Becky ramped it up. She touched Adele's clit 2, 3, 4 times in a row. And then she put her fingers in Adele. It was more than one, Adele thought. Maybe 2, pressing deep into her. Then Becky touched her clit, too, and more than touched it. She rubbed against it, and so much attention paid to it after all those softer touches made Adele gasp. Becky didn't stop. Adele moaned, no conscious thought involved, just a reaction to the way Becky made her feel. It was intense. Becky's single-minded determination to make her feel. The feeling built and built until Adele came with a shout that echoed off the warehouse walls. She shook with the intensity of it, her whole body trembling in the silk's secure hold.
Wow, Becky said. Wow, okay, that was hot.
Adele couldn't possibly disagree with that. She stared, unseeing, at the ceiling far above them, the silk holding her up. Her eyes fluttered closed when Becky took her fingers out of her, and snapped open again when Becky said, "Hey, look at me." Adele watched Becky walk around her, until she was to Adele's left. Becky stopped there, where Adele could see her with her head turned against the silk, and took off her clothes. She did it methodically, without showing off. Jeans unzipped, pushed down, and pulled off by their hems. Shirt lifted over her head, carefully so she didn't disturb her glasses. The twist of her arms as she reached behind herself to unhook her bra. The tip of her shoulders forward as she let it fall. Her panties last, pushed down off her hips, and then the bend of her legs as she pulled them off. She wasn't built like Adele or Serena. Softer, not so many well-developed muscles. She wouldn't be able to climb the silk all the way to the ceiling the way Adele could. She shouldn't have been so perfectly in control. But she was. Becky tilted her head to look at Adele.
Can you lower yourself, like, 10 inches?
Adele adjusted the silk to bring herself down. Good?
Yeah, Becky said. Yeah, that'll work. This part is for me. I mean, that was for me too, but this is really for me.
She came over to Adele, and then straddled her and lowered her cunt to Adele's face. Adele opened her mouth, her tongue soft and ready while Becky adjusted herself, until she stopped moving with a sigh.
Yeah,
Becky said, when Adele licked at her cunt.
Yeah, like that.
Adele didn't have any control over anything but her mouth and tongue.
Good thing she had a lot of skills in that area.
She put them to use. Mouthing at Becky's cunt, licking into her, flicking her tongue over Becky's clit. Becky was loud, so Adele had no doubt what worked for her. She did more and more of that, until Becky kept breaking off her litany of approval to moan or gasp instead.
Yeah, yeah, right there,
Becky said between gasps. She took more control and ground her cunt into Adele's face. And then it was fast and hard, and Adele couldn't do much more than hold her tongue to Becky's cunt while Becky used her to get herself off. When Becky came, it was with a moan and a tightening, and then total relaxation of her thighs around Adele. Becky recovered fast. "That was so good," she said, as she swung one leg over Adele, so she was standing next to her instead of straddling her. She bent down and kissed Adele. Adele's face was wet with her, but that didn't seem to matter to Becky. She swept her tongue into Adele's mouth, nipped at her lip, kissed her so thoroughly that Adele was a little out of breath afterwards. "That was so good, I think you deserve a reward," Becky said, like making her cum hadn't been good for Adele, too. Not that she was complaining when Becky moved so she was even with Adele's stomach and put her hands on Adele. She went right for it, two fingers into Adele's cunt, her other hand a patch of heat resting flat on Adele's stomach. Adele moaned with it, and Becky grinned down at her.
"I'm gonna make you cum so hard," Becky promised.
Her fingers pressed into Adele, her thumb rubbed over Adele's clit, and Adele was still so wet and turned on and ready for it. It was going to be over fast if Becky kept it up, and she didn't seem inclined to stop.
"You look so hot like this," Becky said. "I'm going to rebuild my collection, and then I'm going to get you desperate like this and make you ride me when I'm wearing a strap-on."
Adele's whole body shuddered, and her cunt tightened around Becky's fingers.
"Oh, yeah," Becky said. "We are going to have so much fun. I'm going to make you cum so much."
Adele had no doubt about that. Becky kept talking to her, until she bent down and took one of Adele's nipples between her teeth. She bit and tugged, and Adele's whole mind whited out as she came. When the fierce starburst of it was over, she could feel the hold of the silk where she jerked at it. Becky released her nipple and gave her a cat that ate the cream smile.
"There you go."
She took her fingers out of Adele and rested that hand against Adele's thigh.
"Good, right?"
"Yeah," Adele breathed. Becky patted her thigh, and then took her hands off Adele.
"Can you get yourself out of that?"
Adele shot her a look.
Of course she could. "I know you can usually," Becky said, "but I did just fuck your brains out."
Adele unwound herself from the silk and got to her feet. Then she grabbed at the silk to hold her up, as her knees threatened to give way. She shot an incredulous look at Becky.
"I know, right?"
Becky stepped up to steady her. "No one ever expects me to be so good at that." Adele actually needed Becky's support to get across the room and through the door into Becky's room. Becky walked her to bed, and Adele gratefully let it support her. Becky crossed the room to the kitchen area and came back with a can of Coke.
"It should probably be orange juice," she said, "but this is all I have. Drink it, and then you can get some sleep."
The Coke was cold and sweet going down her throat. Adele drank most of it in one go, finding that she was thirsty in a way she hadn't noticed. Becky patted her cheek when Adele finished the Coke and let her take the can from her.
"Good girl. Scoot down. Come on. Get comfortable."
What Becky meant by comfortable was the two of them entwined, skin to skin, under at least three blankets. Well, it was cold in the warehouse. Adele fell asleep listening to Becky alternately calling her a good girl and listing what she wanted to do to and with Adele.
"Don't touch that,"
Becky said. X stopped with his hand millimeters from the silk.
"Why not?"
"Because Adele's going to tie me up in it later, and I don't know where your hands have been."
Becky said it without any hint of embarrassment. Everyone else turned to look at Adele. Next to her, Serena held up her hand. Adele high-fived her.
"Thanks," Adele said.
Serena grinned. "You know I've got your back."
The end. The music used for this podfic is Blood in the Cut by Kay Flay. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!